Marhaba and how's it going, everyone? For those who are new to the show, this is Yuab, a space dedicated to have answers to calm your mind, empowering your workplace, and trust me, eventually it will leave you in a very good state of mind to unlock your full potential. I'm your host, Saeed Al-Ghafari, and let me express how much I'm grateful for having you here and you allocating the time to hear me out. My father is so dear to me. He is like, you know, a friend, and I travel with him all the time. May Allah bless him and all your fathers and mothers. You know, one of the times that I traveled with him, and at that time I fell in love with yoga, I told him, you know what, I'm going to go and attend a yoga class. And at that time, you know, his reaction was, you will anyway sit, you know, you're going to go to that place and just sit and do nothing. Why don't you come and sit with me and have coffee? You know, at that time I was like, you know, okay, I didn't say anything. I just kissed his forehead because that's what we do out of respect. And I just left. Not knowing what yoga is, nor meditation, he did not know what they basically mean. And most of the people I speak with, they don't know the difference. They think that yoga is basically something that you basically go somewhere and sit in silence and just do some very sexy or cool hand gestures. But again, they are completely different. Yoga is very much the physical part, and this is what people practice in classes when you go see them. And it's really difficult. It's not that easy. And most of the people that I work with, they think that it's easy, but it's very challenging because it's really stretching muscles that maybe you haven't stretched in a while. But today, we're going to talk about something very challenging, but on the picture, it looks very easy. And that's where things go wrong. Meditation is much, much more deeper. And that's going to be today's episode. And before we go into today's episode, I'd like you to basically maybe pause this video for, let's say, 10 seconds. And just close your eyes and try not to think. Just try not to think. And trust me, most of the people that I do this practice with, within 2 or 3 seconds, they start thinking. And that's very normal because the mind is wired around thinking. And that's the challenge of meditation. You know, what meditation is, it's basically a practice where you sit and then you challenge yourself not to think. And, you know, trust me, the first time I tried it, it wasn't very easy. But now I'm basically in a state where I do it. But again, I can even improve as we speak. And the twist that we will add today, it is not just meditation, but it's mindfulness meditation. And trust me, it gets really complex. But again, it's very rewarding when you're able to practice that in reality. So today I'm going to endeavor to leave you with tips on how to start or maybe get you excited about starting your first meditation practice. But before we go into that, I think it's very crucial to define what meditation is really. And then because this is going to be mindfulness and meditation, it's really important to basically mention what mindfulness is as well. So we're going to define meditation first, then come into mindfulness meditation. And then the third part will be why it is so hard to practice it. And trust me, it's not easy. It's really not easy. It looks simple when you see it. But again, deep inside, the person who's practicing is really challenged. And how can it really improve your life and also work? And the last part will be, how can you start your practice? And that's basically very important. Now, before I go into that, let me just share with you my journey with meditation. And this is something that happened during COVID, where, you know, I wanted really to be a certified coach. So I picked one of the certification, and alhamdulillah, I have been certified as a well-being executive coach, and that's my specialty today. And I remember during the course, they told us one of the main requirements was to do an 8 weeks intensive meditation practice. And, you know, the idea was this is very crucial because as a coach, you're required to basically be in the present moment. And that specific course also looked at mindfulness and it looked at embodying the moment. And I remember when we started, you know, our teacher was like, take this very seriously, you know, let it maskhar, please, this is very important and take it really legitimate. And I was like, you know what, it's just meditation and it's 8 weeks will pass like that and things will go fine. But honestly, it was a very intense daily practice and it started very small. And then eventually, I ended up sitting for 40 minutes. For someone like me, who is me, people know me, I usually don't sit in meetings. I don't like sitting. I'm always standing. I'm basically chasing my thoughts. But alhamdulillah, after that, I was able to control my thoughts to a certain extent. It's a work in progress naturally. But again, I have managed to do that. And what's been happening recently is that this started to be my daily practice after my Fajr prayer. So I really pray and then I sit for usually 15 to 20 minutes, which is something I'm very comfortable with. And because I felt in love with yoga and with meditation, I went and I really got certified as a mindfulness meditation teacher because I really felt that this thing is really powerful. And then, you know, during that time came my admiration to yoga. I just fell in love with yoga, the physical part. And after that, it's been like a 1 year journey where I met really some lovely people, teachers that I will always admire in my life. And I got certified as a yoga teacher. And then, you know, I was like, I should really inspire more. You know, because this is something that this is part of my values. Inspiration is part of my values. So I started teaching yoga classes, but then I moved into just pure meditation classes. So I taught a couple classes in Abu Dhabi and it's been very impactful. You know, when the class ends and I look at the faces of the people, it's very much rewarding. Now, not only that, even because I'm an executive coach today, I use it very much when I coach. And sometimes it gets very emotional with my clients. And the more emotional the discussion is, the more the results become very rewarding when it comes to that. Now, something that I have to admit is it really taught me to be patient in my response, very present. And I was able to listen to my feelings and control my thoughts during life and also at work. That's my journey with meditation and how it started. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we're going to define what meditation is. And, you know, when you say meditation, people think it's a very cool gesture. Someone is sitting, looking nice, and you're relaxed. You may be sleeping. Some people fall asleep, but that's not the intention of meditation, you know? And some people think that you will have some great thoughts and then you're going to basically sail in those waves. You're just going to enjoy the moment and all that. And a lot of people look or expect results. They think that they will heal, they will de-stress, or they're going to become a much more better person. The fact of the matter is, when I was taught what meditation is, they told me that the results are not guaranteed, right? So you will have to go through the practice, and there should not be any expectation. And you are going to be thinking, you know, because that's the human mind. we can't really stop thinking. And that's how we are wired as people. So the thinking process will be there. And when you think, you will have feelings. And that's a normal part of meditation. So you'll be thinking and you'll be having feelings. Now, in a nutshell, meditation is observing the thoughts and the feelings. So it's observing. So when you close your eyes, you will have thoughts and you will be having feelings. Now, as human beings, when we have thoughts going on in our mind, then we start judging. And then we have feelings, and then we started to react. The idea from meditation is you have thoughts and feeling, and then you don't judge it. And you let it go. And that's the most difficult part about it. You know, think of it as reading a newspaper, but without going through the details. You go through the headlines, so you go from one article to the other one. You go through the headlines of that newspaper, and then you just observe the feelings that come from each headline. You just observe it. You may feel agitated. You may feel happy. You may feel sad. You just observe that and move on to the next headline without any reaction. And that's the most difficult part about meditation. So meditation is observing the feelings and the thoughts without judgment, and then you basically let it pass. You see, when I say it, it sounds simple, but it's not, because it's really challenging. And the moment you close your eyes and try that, you can't really survive for maybe a minute or two or five. How about people who sit for 2 hours and 3 hours? So that's meditation. Now, the second part is just to make it a little bit exciting for you, the mindfulness part. And, you know, meditation has different parts or types. It has breathing. It has something called body scan. There's so many types of meditation. There is guided meditation. There is silent meditation. But today, I'm just going to share with you mindfulness meditation. And that's really next level. Now, just to demonstrate that, just to demonstrate what mindfulness is, take a piece of chocolate. You know, I love chocolate, you know, especially dark chocolate. 85% dark chocolate is my favorite. Just take a small piece and don't eat it like we eat any normal food, right? Just put it in your mouth. And I know some people who smell it first. So you take the piece, you smell it, you look at it, and then you put it in your mouth, and then don't chew it. Just leave it there. It will melt, if you know what I'm saying, a little bit, and then you can move it in your mouth, and then you can chew it slowly. And that's what mindfulness is. You take your time, you enjoy the process, and then you will have a completely different experience. That's just a piece of chocolate. Someone like me who runs, if you run, or if you work out, let's take the running exercise. Let's take running as an example. When you run next time, just feel the footstep when your foot lands on the ground, and then feel your heart rate, feel the way you are moving your hand, your gesture, and then you're going to have a completely next level of mindfulness. Some of the people they just listen to music and they don't really notice what's happening. And that's basically mindfulness. So mindfulness, in a nutshell, is being present, and it includes everything around it. So now I am in this room recording a podcast. There's so many things happening around me. There is the noise outside. There are people who are talking next door. But again, I'm very present, and I'm basically focused on today's episodes. So you're going to experience sounds, voices, the room next door, and that's the most important thing, and that's the inner feeling. The feelings, you're going to have sensations, because you basically want to scratch your hand, scratch your neck. You're going to have thoughts, and you're going to have so many things around. It's really so deep, And eventually, it's about that connection when you practice that. So that's basically the mindfulness when it comes to meditation. Now, before I go into why it's hard to practice it, when you are, let's say, in a meeting and it gets really heated, you want to be present. You really want to be living that moment because there may be some stuff in that meeting which are really not pleasant. Maybe someone is disagreeing with you. Maybe you voice something and you've been ignored. And that's where it's important to understand what is really happening in your feelings. And then you may have thoughts that you've been ignored, you haven't been heard, and then you're going to react. And that reaction could be really not something that you want to look, you want to have. It could be you may be angry, you may have something that is not really pleasant when you respond, people would not understand, you will basically shout, whatever the case is. But if you, what I've seen is when you practice meditation, you will be able to control your feelings and your thoughts, and you'll be able to respond better. And when you include something like sensations, and I know a lot of people, when they're stressed, they have some body language. For me, for example, when I'm a little bit stressed, I start to scratch my neck and my my shoulders, because this is where I feel stress the most, when I'm basically stressed in meeting or when someone is really disagreeing with me. Yeah, so that's basically some of the stuff that happens in reality outside the meditation and the mindfulness practice. So why it's really difficult to practice this? Trust me, I've taught a lot of people and I've coached a lot of people. It's very hard. You know, usually sitting in silence, it's really, you really look cool. Some people feel that this cross-legged posture is cool. But it's honestly, it's boring because you're just sitting there and not doing anything. If you go to the gym, you'll be lifting weight. You're going to be running on the treadmill. You're going to do something. You're going to do a physical thing. And that's the human nature thing. But when you sit down in silence, just breathing and trying to control your thought, it's not easy. It's very difficult. You can try it and see, but it's really very difficult. And it's very deep, you know, it becomes very deep. And it's really challenging because, as I mentioned, your mind cannot stop thinking, okay? And the moment you think, okay, that's normal, that's the human part. With thinking, judgment comes. And depends on the human nature because most of the humans are really negative oriented. So they start to self-criticism. So you think, you start judging, and then you self-criticize. And most of the people are very negative. And that's the problem we have with the thinking part. And then you become impatient. And then naturally, you're going to stop the meditation part. You see what I'm saying? You think, you judge, right? Self-criticism, you're impatient, you open your eyes because it's unpleasant. That's what happened with most people. Some people go into the positive thinking, you know, something nice, they close their eyes and they think that they're traveling. They think that they are living in a mansion. They're having, I don't know, whatever basically pleased them. And they basically dwell into that positive feeling. That's good, but you don't want that. What you're trying to do is you're trying to control the thinking part. And that's that's the essence of meditation. You just need to look at the thought out there, observe the feeling, and then move on. And that's the difficult part. And that's why you see a lot of people quit quickly. Okay? And then you open your eyes. Now, something else is I notice from people is meditation is like a habit. It's a lifestyle. It's like going to the gym. When the first time you go to the gym, the first day, you can't expect results. You need to go there practice at least for a couple of weeks, and then you're going to notice some result or some practice. So again, it's a habit, and you have to basically appreciate that this is a process and it takes time. And something that I have also noticed from people is they immediately look at, they want results. So they go to the meditation practice because they are aspiring a result. They want to get better, they want to heal, they want to de-stress. That's not really guaranteed. And again, because people like to move a lot, they think it's boring. And trust me, everything in life is a process. Even going to the gym is also a process. It takes time. And that's why, if you recall what I said, it took me 8 weeks to basically reach where I am today, to sit comfortably for at least 20 minutes. In the past, I used to do 40 minutes. But again, now, thank God, I can do 20. So الموضوع ترى مو بوايد سهل. No, you have to basically go through the process. Now, what did really, I mean, the fourth element of today's episode is, how did meditation or mindfulness meditation improve my life and work? The first thing is, it really helped me to have a much more better decision making. And as I mentioned, because now I am able to somehow control my feelings, okay, and my thought, then my actions when I respond to people is better, and my decision making process is much more better. So I'm really not missing opportunities, and that's the best thing about meditation and what I learned about. And it taught me patience. In the past, I was told that I'm really chasing. I'm always ahead. If I'm running with my team, you see me like the first, like I'm like far away from them and they're behind. Meditation helped me to be much more patient. And that helped me to resist the temptation around the thoughts and the feelings. So I've been much more patient in terms of my process. And it really taught me to be focused and just be present in the moment. So anything that I do today, I'm much more present. And reality is, I'm focused. So when I'm there, I'm there for that specific thing. And eventually, it helped me to be much more resilient. So I've been very much able to control my stress, especially in moments where there are conflicts, specifically in meetings, because, you know, you can't go to a meeting and expect it to be end up nice. Sometimes, most of the time, you go into conflicts or difficult argument that you will have to justify. Yeah. So these are really stuff that I gained from mindfulness meditation. And even most of the people I spoke to, my teachers, the people, my mentors, when I speak to them about meditation, they more or less share those benefits that I shared with you. So now the last part is, how can you start, or how can I excite you to start your practice? When I started, and every time I speak about the things that I spoke about, is always start small. You can't really go into a meditation practice and think that you can sit for 40 minutes. It's not that easy. Trust me, 2 minutes per day with observing the thought and then moving on, it's very long. It's not really short. People think that 2 minutes is short when you basically meditate. No, it's very long because you have to be legitimate about the process. So start slow. And again, I speak to a lot of people. They want to go to the gym the first day and then they want to basically cut their fat and build muscles. You cannot do it from the first day. It takes time. It's like meditation is like working out. It takes time. It's a process. And it's very important to make it a habit. So the third thing is, make it a habit. Make it consistent. And the way I like to do that is, I always find a quiet place in my house or anywhere in my house. And then that's my place to meditate. It's like going to that gym to work out. That's my place at home where I will basically meditate. And I do it in the same time every day. I make it a habit. And something I do is, after I meditate, I just journal, because it's amazing to notice what happened after the session. So you start small. Think of it as a habit, and it's a process. All right? You make it consistent, and every day you go with 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I remember my coach, when I worked out, especially weightlifting, he made me buy those small plates, which are half a kg and 1 kg. And I put them there when I want to basically increase the weight. When I put half a kg on both sides, I really don't notice a change, but I'm really lifting more weight. And with time, I increase the weight, and I'm able to lift a heavier weight. And then a hack, something that I always do, is I wear a noise cancellation headphone, especially at home with my kids around, people outside and all that. You wear a noise cancellation headphones, they're available now, and it really helped. And I remember in the beginning, I went with something called guided meditation. And I would recommend that you start with a guided breathing meditation, because the first thing in meditation is you want to observe your breath, because every time you think, you come back to the breath. So start with a breathing meditation, and that really helps. And you'll find them, you'll find plenty online, in YouTube. So it's not something that you're going to struggle with. So it's a breathing guided meditation. And I remember I downloaded an app called Insight Timer. And again, I'm not really advertising for it, but again, it's really amazing. And you will find different levels of meditation when it comes to that. All right. So in a nutshell, meditation is a process. If I would leave you with anything, if we sum up everything from this episode, don't really focus on, you know, the end destination. You want to be relaxed, or it's a distressing process. And trust me, great results always come with time, whether it's meditation or anything else. It's like working out eventually. And then you are really going to have good days and bad days. It's normal. Even when you go to the gym, sometimes you have good days and sometimes you have bad days. It's basically normal. So you're going to have that in meditation. So it's really not different when it comes to practicing it. All you have to do is just sit daily and practice. All right? So I hope I managed to get you excited to start your practice. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please take care of yourself and those who you care about. And if you find this episode beneficial, please share it and subscribe to my channel. You can find me on YouTube, Apple, and Spotify for now. Ma'a salam.